This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Also, you can get a square on the Monday night game between the Ravens and Chargers, the Harbaugh Bowl, and see what happens. And Bob and I, we now on 105.3, and the Pelicans pregame and game will be on WWL 870.
Well, Mike and Charlie, I'm not doing too good on pick six and all that when we have that, but I can tell you what, you know why I'm cheering for the Chargers. Now, you know, I know both Jim and John Harbaugh. But I know Jim Harbaugh from when he was quarterback at the University of Michigan. And I'm the quarterback of the Michigan Panthers. And then he was the quarterback of the Bears. I was quarterback with the Saints. So, we go way back. And, Charlie, you remember this. Right at the beginning of training camp, I said, my dark horse, I'm telling you, watch out for the Chargers. So you know where I'm going. I'm going for the Chargers.
You got that one right.
That they might. They could be. I'm telling you, the Chargers might end up being a team that if you look like come out of nowhere.
They'll be a wild card.
Yeah, and I don't know if they can overtake the Chiefs but you never know. You never know. But, Mike, if you got the odds, I even told people I'm in August. I don't know. Take the long shot in the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was to win it, but to go there.
We're going
to
go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got on the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. This segment is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, in watching that game, it's almost excruciating. I thought you really had a shot to pull that game out late. It took the field goal, and you got to give Southeastern credit, money on the line, so to speak, and they made the plays late to end up with the W.
Yeah, Mike, if you thought it was excruciating watching the game, you should have been on a sideline. It was probably a little bit worse. I thought we did a good job limiting a high-powered offense. I thought defense did a good job. The only points they had in the second half was with 2 seconds to go when they kicked the 40-yard field goal to win it. Early before that, the offense went down. We scored, and we had a chance to go up, and we missed the extra point, which was very, very unfitting. But it was kind of typical of how we kicked the ball this year. And then we came back and was driving again later on, and we bounced off the receiver's hands and threw a pick, and then Southeastern took it the rest of the way, went and scored. But, you know, me and Frank talked about it, and you guys know this, a rivalry game, the Riverbell Classic came down to the last play again. It was a good football game for the fans to watch.
And, you know, Coach Rebo, when you look at it, how do you build upon that going forward, like in the future? You had your ups and downs this year. Obviously, you always want to be in the postseason, and I guess the cream of the Southland Conference would be in Cornet Word and where they're at going forward. But I don't know. I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. I'm just looking at the whole conference in general. I don't think Northwestern State, they've never gone two straight years and not win a game. Well, you want to talk about, yes, you always can look at, okay.
About excruciating.
Yeah,
that's
you
it.
Want to talk about it and being disappointed and having pain. But, that's really a rebounding effort, a rebuilding effort, I should say. And Natchitoches is a great, college town. Me and Coach O, we loved playing in Northwestern. And I'm looking at that opportunity there. But, boy, talking about being in the outhouse for two straight years, that's not typical Northwestern football. I know that you played against them to consider where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think when you look across the league, Bobby, and UIW was 7-0, and I got to give Southeastern credit. You know, they were 6-1. They found a way to win. I thought they were going to get in the playoffs, and unfortunately, they didn't let them in. But when you look at really from us to Lamar that we talk about to SFA, everybody was still, I think, bunched up together where everybody could have beat anybody on Saturday. So what you got to do is you got to take the positives from the season and look at it. And obviously we would have loved to have won the last game to build on a little momentum. But we got some positive things that we can go to work. We still got to be realistic and understand that we have some issues that we got to fix, we got to address. Always when you have an issue like that, but you got to build on the positive in the off season.
Now, Coach Rubio, how does that? Does the climate of the game has changed? At all levels. But when you look at like transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, can you keep up with the Joneses with the facilities? And you've got new facilities at Nicholls State and Thibodaux, but you look at the facilities they have at Lamar and all the competition. How do you, balance that? And as far as how involved you are, as far as obviously I think the transfer portal, but even the name, image, and likeness, because you could be a great coach, but you still got to have the horses.
Yeah, you better have some players, and we talk about that all the time, and y'all mentioned this about the Jimmys and the Joes that you have. And I think at one point the facilities was a big deal. I don't know if it is anymore. Kids are looking for a little bit more out of that. I love our complex we have, the covered facility. I love our practice, our locker rooms, all that's big, but sometimes kids want a little bit more. But, you know, it's crazy because this year the early signing date has been moved up to December the 4th, which is right around the corner. And then 5 days later on December the 9th, the portal opens up. So you got to be smart in what you're doing and what you're looking for and how you're going to handle some of these situations. You might have some kids come available. I don't think you'll see a lot of action early. I think some things are going to happen late.
Now, Coach Rubio, is there an individual or just, I guess it's a general question, just looking in general, is there an individual, because that's a lot on your plate, who handles the early signing period, and like you're saying, and then the transfer portal, is that someone that you get advice from or different schools? Well, what approach do they take? Because it seems like you can be overwhelmed with that and maybe miss out or not be on top of things like you would like to, because there's just so much involved.
Yeah, you have to be careful, Bobby, because in the past, you know, we're looking to sign high school players, and now you want to get them in the boat as early as you can and sign them. But you better be careful because they might be somebody down the road. But sometimes a bird in the hand, so to speak, you got to take. If you like your guys, you take them. But you better have a couple in your pocket if some guys open up. But, you know, we still going to do the same thing. All of our coaches are hitting the road, talking to coaches out there, getting a feel of what's going on. It's going to be an interesting off season.
Tim, a lot of times, I know you and I have talked about this, that you guys' numbers in the early signing period have been fairly small. The big hits have come in February from a signing standpoint. Is that going to be the case this year, that you probably have a small class in December and a much bigger class in February?
Yeah, Mike, I think that's going to be it. You'll have a couple kids who want to jump in, and maybe a couple more this year than in the past because they understand the portal. So these high school kids, I think some of them coaches are advising them to sign early to secure your spot, so to speak. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see. We got a couple that are saying they're ready to come on board. And let me tell you, I'm ready to take them if they're ready to be colonels.
You know, Coach Rebo, I think this needs to continue. I think LSU within the state, they got to play Tulane. I think that's something, a big part. But, you know, you were able to play LSU in Tiger Stadium, that experience for your kids and also yourself as being, all the years you've coached. And then whether it be McNeese, Southeastern, whoever it might be, to play LSU, I think that needs to continue. I don't know the scheduling and how that's going to come about, but I know you got to be in favor of that. If you're the big dog like LSU, and everyone's trying to have a budget and their programs and all, to have maybe to be in that rotation going forward, whether it be Nicholls State, McNeese, like I said, Southeastern, Northwestern, whatever. Louisiana Tech, it goes on and on, to come to Tiger Stadium And then even you from Louisiana. I mean, I think if you want what's best for the fans, people want to see LSU play Tulane every year. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, to me, I never understood that. If you want to give the fans what they want, now I know it's all about the money, but that's something that I think if you the fans wishes, they would love to have that.
I think the coaches would love to have that. And you know, I say probably, unfortunately, that there's only one LSU in the state that can pay that kind of money. But all of the coaches love to play in Baton Rouge. But I'll tell you, we love going to play at Tulane. We love going to play at UL Lafayette, going to Louisiana Tech. I think a lot of the state schools need to play each other. We played Southern. I'd love to get Grambling on the map. And, you know, of course, we play all the conference games. But I think everybody having these state schools play each other is good for the fan base, is good for the people around here. And look, it still is pretty good football.
Tim, one thing I'll tell you, there was a lot of talk in the offseason that the SEC would go to a 9-game SEC schedule. After what I see this year, everybody chewing on one another, that ain't happening. So it's going to open up a spot where you can play an in-state school, because that's no way. If I'm a coach, I'm voting to play a 9th SEC game.
Yeah, because you cannibalize each other.
Hey, Mike, you were right. That has kind of put our scheduling on hold a little bit, because nobody knew that if you, and not just in Louisiana, but the schools in Texas, if they were going to be able to play some of the other FBS schools in their state. But you're exactly right. They don't want to beat up each other like that. They may be looking to go to two divisions and limit some of those games against each other.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us each and every week. Man, we always appreciate it, and we'll get you back on at signing date time and talk about the guys that you've signed. But we really appreciate it here, joining us each and every Monday night.
Guys, thanks for having me all year long. And who knows, Mike, I might show up on a Monday night again, wherever y'all are.
Yeah, they got players in Mississippi, Coach.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, it could be a recruiting trip. You can have two birds and one stone.
Yeah, you just mark it down as a recruiting trip.
It's like you were saying, a bird in the hand's better than two in the bush.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
That was our Tim Rebo segment, the head football coach at Nicholls State. It was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future.